Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Knott. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Markham. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Pepper now playing left field. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Werber moves to second. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cronin scores. Werber moves to third. Fox moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is walked intentionally. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. Fox scores. McNair moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a pop-up towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is called out on strikes. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Clift reaches third base with a triple. Larry goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Pepper moves to third. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pepper scores. Bell moves to third. West moves to second. It's Browns, 3, Red Sox, 3. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bottomley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McNair moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive towards third. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-1 in the game. Knott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Larry steals second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Larry moves to third. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clift moves to second. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-1 in the game. Markham hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Melillo reaches third base with a triple. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Cronin moves to third. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Carey fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 2 in the game. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Clift. McNair scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kramer scores. Markham moves to second. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Markham moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Markham scores. Melillo moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pepper. Werber reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into left field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 2 in the game. Knott strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a line drive into left field. Werber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field. Pepper picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pepper. Kramer moves to second. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Markham hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Melillo goes all the way around to score. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bottomley strikes out. Farrell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bottomley out. 1 out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 3 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a fly ball towards center. West settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on West. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Markham bunts towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Melillo hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Jack Knott. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.